Well, the delays in the rollout are causing deep concerns for some aged care residents and their loved ones. The figures are murky, but the Secretary of the Health Department, Brendan Murphy, told 7:30 last night half of aged care residents have been vaccinated. But the Federal Opposition says only one out of every seven facilities have their residents fully vaccinated. Samantha Donovan reports.
6 weeks into Australia's rollout and Melbourne woman Angela still doesn't know when her husband will get his COVID-19 vaccination at his aged care facility.
I've been told absolutely nothing. And John hasn't been told anything either. Most disappointing, yes.
And she's particularly worried that those caring for her husband haven't had their injections either.
Workers who have young families and they have endless contact are a real worry, and they should be vaccinated immediately.
On its Facebook page, grassroots lobby group Aged Care Reform Now asked its members to let it know if their loved one in aged care had been vaccinated, as well as the facility's staff. Here are some of the responses.
No for my mother, and an email just received from the manager states that there is still no indication of a timeline for when vaccinations might occur.
Just received an email from the facility advising it's been delayed for staff and residents with no date as yet.
Neither residents nor staff. We are constantly being updated by management, who are increasingly frustrated by this.
Our residents had one jab last week, but staff are not being vaccinated at this stage.
We've been told any time in the next 12 weeks. We have 150 residents and over 200 staff.
This needs to be resolved quickly. Half of staff not vaccinated either. Shocking statistics.
Sachin Patel is a GP and the founder of Aged Care GP. It provides medical care to people living in aged care facilities in Melbourne. He's not surprised Phase 1A of the rollout is going slowly.
It had disaster written over it because it cut out the main people who know aged care, which is GPs. You know, you've got a new vaccine, you've got people being contracted to deliver that in an environment they're not familiar with.
What do you think is delaying the rollout? Is it the supply of the Pfizer vaccine, which is being used in aged care, or do these private contractors not have enough staff to send teams in to multiple sites a day?
We've had multiple reports of vaccines turning up, but no one to actually administer them, so them being either sent back or discarded. The other is, I'm not sure that people have really thought through the logistics of vaccine delivery at speed in an aged care facility. And then there's a whole group that's been missed. There are something like 10 to 15% of residents who don't get vaccinated when the team visits out of the facility on that particular day at a hospital appointment, or maybe they were unwell slightly. And there's no mechanism for those people to have a catch-up vaccination.
And Dr. Patel is also concerned that the rollout's original plan to vaccinate staff is also falling by the wayside.
So initially, the rollout said that staff and visiting health professionals like allied health or GPs would be vaccinated at the same time as the residents. That has not materialised at all.
So how do you think the vaccine rollout to elderly people in aged care facilities can be sped up?
You know, I believe in communal vaccination. So I think vaccination should happen in a dining room or a communal area because that allows things to happen fast. It just makes sense. You know, these are people who are frail, elderly, mobility is an issue. If they're at a mealtime or a sing-along or as many of them are in one place as possible, you don't have, because they live together, you don't have the same physical distancing requirements as in a normal community setting. So we can use that to our advantage to accelerate the process. We need to get whoever's involved together to work out where are the log jams. And then we just need to be creative about removing those so we can get the job done.
That's Melbourne GP Dr. Sachin Patel, ending Samantha Donovan's report.